Aloha and good morning, everyone. This is Reverend David Fujimoto coming to you from Punahonganji. It is both an honor and privilege to be spending this time with all of you. Recently, I had the opportunity to travel with my wife and stepdaughter to Oahu, where we had the opportunity to see a concert at the Blaisdell Arena. In the days leading up to our trip, I had so many things on my mind. I had a few services to conduct, I had to pack, I had made sure our flights, car, and hotel was arranged, and since we had to travel off-island, I wanted to make sure I packed the concert tickets. There's nothing like flying to Oahu and realizing you forgot the tickets back on the Big Island. It's not like we can drive home. Of course, I had the most time to pack, but kept procrastinating. We left on a Tuesday, so my wife had till the night before, and my stepdaughter had till Sunday night, since she was going to be staying with her father and had to go to school. But I made it in time, and off we were. After making sure a few more times that the tickets were in my bag a couple more times, I figured I could go on this trip with just the clothes I had on, but not without the concert tickets. When we checked into the hotel, the person at the front desk upgraded our room. And since we were a Kama'aina, we had discounted parking. We rested for a while before heading to dinner and the concert. And of course, like the person I am, my fear came true. When we got to the car and started driving, I realized I forgot the tickets, so we turned around and picked them up. After waiting 50 minutes to get into the parking lot and another 10 minutes trying to get into the arena, we finally got to our seats. With thousands of other people getting in, the concert started about 45 minutes late, but it was okay. People were cheering. The arena erupted into clapping and cheering and even the wave. People were having a great time, and yet the concert didn't even start yet. Finally, the lights went off and it went crazy. People started screaming and flashes from people's camera phones went off. And as soon as the music started, people were dancing around the arena floor. It was a great concert. The next morning, as I was taking out my clothes, I noticed I packed only one sock. Yes, not a pair of socks, but one sock. I told myself, who does that? For those of you who follow me on my Twitter or on my Facebook, saw the picture and post of me and that one sock. Boy, did I feel silly. I procrastinated in packing, and look what happened. Luckily, this is Hawaii, and we can get away with playing tourist in slippers and not having to wear shoes all over the place. It would look pretty silly walking around with only one sock. It was good that we only went to the simple places. I got my fill of Rainbow Drive-In, Dole Whip from the Dole Plantation in Wahiawa, shopping at Ala Moana Shopping Center, and then ending it at Ward Warehouse. On the flight back, as I glanced at the ocean below and the other islands, I came to the final conclusion as I was looking at the snow on Mauna Kea. I came to the realization about what Dr. Ken Tanaka was talking about when he mentioned that life was fundamentally good. He says we all experience disappointments, fears, and sadness. Some of us hit more bumps than others, and we can't avoid them. These bumps are a natural part of our human existence. Sometimes we forget this or do not want to accept it, and we accept our road to be smooth. We shouldn't turn away from these bumps, he says. The bumps in our lives are not there to punish us for being evil or because we are failures. The bumps are there to teach us a lesson. though we can certainly use them in that way. If we face them, we can learn from them and grow. These bumps are stepping stones toward the ultimate Buddhist goal, which is to become Buddhas or be enlightened. In a more common language, to come to a spiritual resolution. Not everything went smoothly on our trip. We had a bad car, forgetting the tickets in the room, one sock, waiting forever to get into the parking lot, waiting in line to get into the arena, and not even getting a cheese and cracker plate that was supposed to be delivered to our room. But as Dr. Tanaka says, we face these bumps in the road, and that's how we learn and grow. Through all the karmic instances that went into this trip, I finally understood what this fundamentally good was. This Ichigo Ichie moment, this one time, in this moment of this chance encounter, will never happen again. But it made me realize this great moment in spending time with my wife and stepchild. In this crazy world of being a minister, I don't always have the time to spend having dinner with my family. Sometimes it's in the morning ritual of seeing each other off to work. It's the most time that we have as a family together. However, it was a one brief moment that we had that chance to spend with each other's, and we laughed, eat, and enjoying each other's company. That really made me understand what life is fundamentally good really means. Despite our bumps, life is good, fundamentally anyway. Recently, a member related that when you think about it, when you face your bump, when you are at the top of the bump, you are at its highest point. Looking down on everything from the plane, for me, was that highest point, and it was spectacular. Shinran Shonin devoted an entire chapter on Amida's light in his magnum opus, the Kyogyo Shinsho. This immeasurable light is unhindered and boundless, and it is said in the sutras that those who come into contact with this light have three defilements swept away and become soft and gentle in body and mind. They dance with joy, and the good mind arises in them. For all of us, this immeasurable light is always shining on us, but the clouds of our ignorance, delusions, suffering, and blind desires hide this light. But this light pervades the clouds, but we just don't notice or feel it. In the letters of Rinnyo Shonin, he says, we should remember that this is described in the Contemplation Sutra as the light shines everywhere throughout the worlds of the ten quarters, embracing and not forsaking sentient beings of the Nembutsu. Therefore, there is no problem about becoming Buddhas. So what does this mean for all of us anyway? Return to the letter, and it states, how wonderful is the all-surpassing primal vow. How benevolent is Amida's Tathagata's light. Unless we have a chance to encounter this light, we could not possibly be cured from the dreadful illness of ignorance and karmic hindrances that we have had since the singleness past. Accordingly, we now know that this is not the mind created by the followers, but the great and trusting heart of other power given to us by Amida Tathagata. Hence, those who have ever had the misfortune to attain the entrusting heart of other power should remember their indebtedness to Amida's benevolence and always say the Nembutsu as an expression of gratitude for it. So as we live day after day, treading through these bumps in life, we should remember that the light of Amida is always shining down on us. The power of this light makes us realize with deep appreciation and gratitude the gift of the entrusting heart of other power. And through this, our Nembutsu, that is Namo Amida Butsu, becomes our way of expressing our heartfelt appreciation and gratitude. I would like to thank all of you for listening today, and especially the sponsor of today's program. Once again, this is Reverend David Fujimoto from Puna Honganji. Please join me in the Nembutsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.